Hello, this is Rudy Giuliani with Rudy's Common Sense. This episode is going to concern itself with what really happened on January 6, 2021. What really happened, meaning the premise of this phony impeachment, another phony impeachment, is that somehow the speech or speeches given at the January 6th, 2021 rally somehow had something to do with the violence that took place at the Capitol, the entry into the Capitol, and then the violence that took place there. The simple fact is that the two things are completely and totally disconnected. And once again, we have Democrats by manipulating a media that they own or that owns them, a big tech world that has become fascist in its ability to deal with free speech, is just creating a reality that doesn't exist. The two things are separate from each other, meaning the rally with the speeches on behalf of the president and the president's case before the Electoral College is totally separate from what happened at the Capitol. And the linkage is being done for the purpose of once again trying to destroy the president after 5 years of attempting to do that with false evidence. And here's the beginning of it, because there's much more evidence than I'm going to present to you today, because there's just so much of it. I'm going to focus on one aspect of it. And here's the beginning of it. When the president put out the first notice of this rally, which actually was somewhere in mid-December for a January 6th rally on the day that the Electoral College vote was going to be taken, the whole purpose of it was a rally in support of the president's bid for electoral votes, in the sense that he had proven and shown that he had really won these states, and he was being deprived of these states unfairly and illegally. That was the purpose of it. Well, that rally ended up, to some extent, being used as a fulcrum in order to create something else totally different that the president had nothing to do with. Now, one indication of that is a tweet from a gentleman named John Sullivan, which is on January 1st of 2020. You can see that tweet for yourself right now. Now, it says, let's just look at it because it's important so you get the gravamen of this. It's called a Chud Alert. Trump is like the official organizer of J6 flash rally. When he told PBs to stand down and stand by, he really wasn't kidding. We need numbers to show up. No fascists in D.C. March against fascism. Spread the word, comrades. And then we have some of the signature, and then we have, you can read it for yourself. No reason for me to repeat that word on our broadcast. I guess I'll repeat the word Antifa, so we can see the organization for which Sullivan is operating. Now, just brief background on Sullivan. Sullivan is a Black Lives Matter Antifa partisan, person involved with them, involved in riots before. Probably the most, if not the most prominent, one of the most recent was in July 2020. He was arrested for rioting in Provo, Utah, where a person was killed during that riot. There is video of him involved in that riot. Video somewhat similar to what we're going to see him doing here, in some extent orchestrating the riot. But let's start with the fact that long before Donald Trump or anyone else gave a speech on January 6th, this protest violent reaction was being created by other than Donald Trump or Donald Trump partisans, but by Antifa, and an Antifa representative and a professional at creating riots, including riots that resulted in death, John Sullivan. So that's on January 1st. He immediately attaches to the Trump invitation to a peaceful rally, a call to arms to his comrades, word commonly used by communists, by the way, to come and to obviously do damage to the rally and to march against fascism. A couple of days later, in fact, not a couple of days later, a day later, he puts out a somewhat more formal invitation with some art, if you can call that art. You can read what it says on the artwork. Kick these fascists out of D.C. January 6, 2021. We can see this is from no friend of Donald Trump. And now he's giving them a location, dump Trump for good. Location, Washington Monument, 11 a.m. So now he's given his Antifa, his BLM, and related anarchists and rioters a place to come. And that's just within one day. And we see some of the insignias here. Insurgents USA, FB Me, Protest DC, Washington, et cetera, et cetera. And then the text is, time to kick this fascist out of DC. Obviously, we're talking about President Trump on January 6, 2020. Trump is not our president. Dump him for good location, whatever that means. Dump him for good location, Washington Monument, 11 a.m. visit. And this comes from Sandy, Utah, on January 2nd. Now, this is an indication of what Mr. Sullivan has in mind with regard to this rally. This is a video of Mr. Sullivan giving a demonstration in the proper equipment for an Antifa terrorist to be wearing. What he should have, how he should arm himself, what he should be prepared for. I show you this to show you that we're in the hands of a professional. We're not in the hands of some just a disgruntled person who's either upset about Donald Trump or upset about the theft of the election from Donald Trump, which the Trump people believe. This is a person who is a professional agitator, rioter, I would say terrorist. Let's just listen to some of it. We don't need to listen to all of it for you to get the drift of it.
So properly dress, black block, pretty simple, all black. But a lot of people get the misconception. Maybe you can wear a black t-shirt that has a logo on it on the sleeve or on the chest. No, you cannot. No logos, guys. Zero, none. You cannot have anything that they would be able to come back and identify you.
Well, here he is demonstrating the equipment that you use, the lock equipment that you use. And now he will demonstrate the gas mask, which is obviously necessary equipment.
I got, well, pretty high grade gas mask. I couldn't really tell you.
He goes on to explain that you need a proper umbrella to guard yourself from the gas that's going to be used. Obviously, you need the gas mask. But then if you really want to cause trouble, this is what you're going to need.
And if you really want to play with some shit, guys, I got the Chud Killer. I got the Nazi Hunter. It's ready. It's on deck, bro. You wanna come face me? Let's go. If you wanna go a step further, I got something for you too. All right? Maybe you wanna be more discreet. You can pull out the 9mm handgun. Drop that shit on your hip. Bro, you good to go. Nice and accessible.
So, I could play you much more of that, but this is, of course, the Black Lives Matter movement favored so heavily by the Democrat Party that they never condemn it. This is the Black Lives Matter movement that isn't violent and that isn't anti-police. And this is the Black Lives Matter movement that baseball players put on their insignia. And of course, I think, do you need much more of a demonstration that they're cold-blooded murderers? And those are the people who infiltrated and helped to organize this protest in the Capitol, completely unconnected to Donald Trump, Donald Trump supporters, or anything having to do with Donald Trump. This was their game. This was their attempt to destroy him. They manipulated other people, but they were running this thing, and they're the ones who had the heavy arms and who prepared for it. In case you have any further doubt, just one day before, to make sure that Black Lives Matter got the critical mass of their people there, we see this rather artistic looking ad for it with a fist, with two guns coming out of it, not too subtle about the fact that this is for violence. January 6th, meet us and be there, 11 a.m. sharp, keeping our people and property safe. Frontline must have tactical gear, bulletproof vest, bring first aid kits and water. No firearms unless you're licensed to carry in D.C. Black Lives Matter Plaza, 16th and K. U.S. Against Racism, organized by, et cetera, et cetera. This is obviously a very, very strong concerted attempt to get the maximum participation of terrorists, rioters, agitators, whatever else you want to call them, not people who are sympathetic to the cause of Donald Trump. In fact, just the opposite. People who were using this opportunity to destroy the opportunity for President Trump to get a fair hearing before the Electoral College. Now, what we also just so happen to have is a tape of this same Sullivan taking us through what happened that day. And this may be a very good time to take a break, and we'll be back with you very shortly. I couldn't believe we were evicted from our home that we didn't even sell. Those are the words of a homeowner, Deborah, when she learned she was the victim of home title fraud. It's a devastating crime that can cost you your home. And title fraud is not covered by insurance or common identity theft services. The only folks to trust that I know of to protect your home's title is Home Title Lock. Cyber thieves have discovered the titles to our homes are kept online. They forge your name on your deed stating you sold your home, and they refile as the new owner. In Deborah's case, she didn't even know she was a victim until the eviction notice arrived in her mail. Home Title Lock protects you and your home by putting a virtual barrier around your home's title. The instant they detect tampering, they mobilize to shut it down. Go online to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim and don't know it. Then use code Rudy, that's me, and sign up for 30 free days of protection. That's code Rudy at HomeTitleLock.com. Welcome back. So this portion of it is filmed by John Sullivan. It's a portion of the illegality and criminality that took place inside the Capitol. And it begins really with the entry to the Capitol. It then commences to go through several areas of the Capitol. You'll hear some of the language about burn it down and things like that. And then it culminates in the tragic murder of or death of Ashley Babbitt. So let's begin it, and we'll try to look at the highlights of it because it is quite lengthy. So now we're looking at January 6th in the Capitol. This is the film taken by Mr. Sullivan, and this is the beginning of their what turns out to be illegal entry into the Capitol. And you can see them pushing through the barriers and pushing beyond the police officers. If you listen carefully, you will hear one of the people saying, identifying themselves as Antifa.
There's so many people. Let's go. This shit's ours. Fuck yeah.
It's not Bill. I can't believe this is reality. We accomplished this shit. We did this shit together. Fuck that. This is fucking history. We're all part of this fucking history.
You'll hear him say, this shit is ours. We did this. All part of effing history.
Holy shit, those are so many people.
Which shows you what their objective was. Then when we move on, as they move closer and closer to getting into the Capitol, they begin to warn each other to put their gas masks on. They take out their gear for climbing the wall, and they begin to talk about burning it down, just to give you a sense of their intention.
Let's burn this shit down.
Now you'll hear them announce their intention of what they wanted to accomplish in the first place, which is to breach the Capitol.
Though we gotta get inside now.
You can see from the dress and appearance of these people that these people are Antifa, basically Antifa people dressed in Antifa gear, or to the extent that they're not dressed in Antifa gear, they're dressed in gear that would be largely the kind of outfit you would wear if you were doing a protest, a rally, certainly not just a rally. This is not the way the people that were at the Trump rally were dressed. And it's quite clear that these are not the people that were at the Trump rally. First of all, they were there much too early to have been. And number two, just by their general appearance and the fact that they're being led by Black Lives Matter, you get a pretty good sense that at least this portion of this invasion of the Capitol is being done by and being led by Black Lives Matter, which of course was not reported to you by the crooked press.
Everybody push forward!
Is that a gun?
Rubber bullet.
Oh, it's rubber bullet? Yeah. Who cares? It's just a rubber bullet.
You can hear them saying, everyone push forward, meaning everyone push into the Capitol. This would be an illegal entry, unlike the people who were allowed in by the police, of which you've seen many in different versions of this. These are people who are pushing in through what is an open or broken window with people coming in and out of it and exhorting themselves to push into the Capitol. And then we'll see John Sullivan enter through a broken window, which means an illegal entry. And soon thereafter saying, we got to get this burning.
We gotta burn this. We gotta get this shit burning.
And now what we'll be watching is how they are being directed through the building to go to a particular location. And you'll also hear Sullivan say, when you go rob a bank, you got to cover up, which means as they're getting closer to whatever their goal is, they better be careful that they are covered, as he had warned them, remember, in the video earlier. Now, if you can watch a little of their being guided through the building. So now, as they're making their way through the building, we're going to see that they're assisted by security as to the direction in which they should go.
Kind of sketch. I ain't gonna follow the cops on this shit. They're probably even kidding.
After being led, to some extent, some of them led out of the building by the police, for some odd reason, they're allowed to come back into the building.
USA! USA! USA!
In order to, as this takes more and more time to achieve their objective, Sullivan gives them some encouragement by pointing out what I guess we all know, but just in case we want to hear it in his own words, I've been in so many riots.
Yeah, I'm ready.
ready, bro. I am playing. I've been in too many riots. I've been in so many riots. You can't come out here with that.
So I guess we don't need much more evidence that he's a professional rioter, not a Trump supporter who got all excited at the speech and then ran over to cause violence at the Capitol, but rather a professional rioter, a professional terrorist. He's been in so many riots, and a person that is extremely anti-Trump and trying to do the best that he can to blame this on Trump, as you will see. A few of these people have Trump hats on. They sure look like they don't belong on their heads, but most of them are dressed up in what would be either in the gear of the Black Lives Matter or similar kinds of protesters. As they keep moving through the hallway, it now starts to become apparent they're aiming for a particular place. They're going to a particular location. So we can see that they end up at a location, and this doesn't seem to be the right one. What we're going to see now are two seemingly out-of-place individuals. One looks like a detective who seems to nod his approval. And then a second one who looks more like either an Antifa person or an undercover who also nods his approval. Exactly what they're approving, I don't know, but I wonder if anybody's investigated exactly what it is that they're approving because of what happens shortly thereafter. Now, we're going to watch something that I warn you, you may not want to watch. But this could end up in a shooting, and a very brutal shooting. And just exactly how this happened and exactly what the connection to this whole thing is a mystery. So let's take a look at it, and rather than editorial comment, why don't you just watch it, and therefore you can form your own decision as to what you see. What we will be watching, just so that we put this in proper context, is their attempt to break into Nancy Pelosi's suite of offices. Already, by the time they arrive there, there appears to be a broken window, but not broken enough so that anyone can go through. What we'll see is we'll see someone break the window. We'll see a woman get lifted up, and then we'll see the woman get shot. So that's what to look for. Now you saw the shooting, the gun on the side. Alyssa has been lifted up so that she can be apparently pushed through the open window. And when her body appears, then what turns out to be the police officer on the other side shoots her immediately. Right before she was shot, someone right below her actually busted the window open. It doesn't appear that she was the one who busted the window open, but she was the one who was picked to be the first one to go through the window. So she was picked up, her body was apparently lifted up, and at that point, right from the side, you can see what turns out to be a police officer with the gun shoot her, and ultimately, she died. Of course, this raises any number of questions which the police have to resolve they're not really part of what we're trying to resolve here. That's something beyond our ability to determine. The whole reason for showing this is to show you that this was not a riot that had the darndest thing to do with the Trump speeches. This whole thing I showed you was filmed in living color by Black Lives Matter. It was brought to you and produced by Black Lives Matter and by one of their leading people, John Sullivan, who's done this before, turned peaceful situations into brutal situations. So when you look at this and look at it over and over again, because we'll put it on my website, you'll be able to get this both on the podcast with the commentary, and then we'll have it on there all by itself so you can look at it anytime you want. You make your own decisions about just exactly how this shooting came about. But in any event, what this proves beyond any doubt is that there were elements involved in this protest completely separate from the rally. Let's just sum it up for a moment. The protest was organized 4 or 5 days at least before the rally. The people who came to the protest came armed with equipment of terrorism, equipment of assault, equipment of attack, equipment so that you can scale a wall. They brought with them ropes. They brought with them ladders. They brought with them hooks. They brought with them hammers. They brought with them mountain climbing equipment. They brought with them anti-tear gas, as well as forms of chemicals of their own so they could attack back. Many of them came equipped, as they were told to, by Sullivan in their full Black Lives Matter gear. Some came in partial Black Lives Matter gear. When you take a look at them in full context, you can see that the agitators, the ones causing the trouble, were mostly in that gear. And even those that weren't completely in uniform, just by observation, obviously, do not look like the Trump crowd that you saw earlier sitting at the speech. Moreover, this all began 15 minutes at least before the speech ended. It would have taken about an hour to get from the speech to the Congress. So these people that entered originally, that started the tenor of what was going on, were not people that were attending the speech. There's no determination actually as to how many people attending the speech participated in any way. It's also true from other film footage that we'll show you in the future that there were people that entered here almost at the invitation of the police. You'll see the police open the door and let them in. So we have two types of people inside here. We have people who invaded, like Mr. Sullivan and his apparently Black Lives Matter directed group of rioters and looters and whatever else they are. And then you had people who came in, were allowed in by the police, and I'm not sure exactly how you describe them, nor do I know what kind of damage they did, if any. But certainly the worst incident that occurred, this shooting, occurred in that part of this invasion that was rather closely directed by Sullivan. Where and how the House of Representatives can take this and blame it on Donald Trump is part of the sickness of our age. It's part of the hatred that has emerged, that has become pathological. And it's one of the things that's wrong with our republic that needs to be cured. Censorship, violation of the First Amendment, free speech, freedom of religion, has all happened this year. An election that I'm not allowed to describe, because if I describe it, my First Amendment rights will be taken away from me. Can you believe that? If I tell you my opinion on the election of 2020, they'll keep me off Twitter, keep me off Google, cut down on the ability of 1.3 million people who follow me to hear what I have to say, take away their right to know. Something very serious has gone wrong with us, much more serious than we realize. The erosion of our rights, the attack on our rights, the oligarchs taking control of our country is very, very dangerous. And the way in which they change reality, turn it around completely, take a situation that was orchestrated by professional rioters and attribute it to decent people who have a difference of opinion with the prevailing wisdom that must prevail, otherwise your rights are taken away. There's a difference of opinion and a strong one. And the difference of opinion is supported by many facts, many details, videos, scientific analysis, 1,000 affidavits. It's not just a whim or a guess or a thought. Much of it is provable fact. If we can't discuss that in this country, if we can't discuss that without people being threatened with jail, without people losing their jobs, without people losing their ability to go about their lives normally, then this country has changed in a way that we have got to change back to what it used to be, a country in which we can freely express our opinions. And even if it's an opinion that we hate, and even if it's an opinion of a Nazi, liberals protect it. Well, this is the opinion of 75 million Americans who believe something that some other group of Americans don't believe. But what they're told is, you cannot mention it, you cannot talk about it, you will be castigated, ridiculed, fired, economically harmed, and possibly physically harmed if you do. That is for that intended purpose, living in a dictatorship. That is not America. The Democrats have gone so far. Big tech has gone so far. The big companies who are involved in it have gone so far, they have become completely un-American. And they are taking away from us rights given to us by God. They have no right to do that. And we have got to reclaim those rights fully and completely. And I'm counting on you to help us do that. But we have to do it peacefully and within the principles that we love and hold dear. Thank you.